This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello and how do you do? Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, all here at your service and on your side as we work our way through a lot of things that are on people's minds today. There's a story that is, I find this disturbing, frankly. The attacks, the brazen attacks against some of our border security guards by gangs and human traffickers.
Does it shock you?
Well,
knowing that MS-13 and a lot of those types of people are some of the people coming across the border.
Here's what shocks me. There's two sides of this, Richie. One of them are the brazen attacks I think I told you yesterday that I heard from somebody that came across the border that they had to pay a lot of money in a different way to the drug cartels because the drug cartels are really running this now.
So if the drug cartel are controlling the crossover, and MS-13 is one of the people that we know and the likes of them are coming across.
Yeah. Man,
that's a pretty dangerous place.
Yeah, very dangerous. So that's one story on one hand. On the other side, there's a story today about a Mexican mother whose son was shot by a Border Patrol agent and was killed crossing the border illegally. She's suing the United States of America, suing the border guard, suing the state of Texas, and she's being represented by the ACLU.
Good luck with that.
But
she'll get money. That's the thing. Good luck with that, but she will get money.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And that's the troubling part of all of this. We are damned if we do and damned if we don't. We're not going to fix this
problem. Keep them in, keep them out.
Handing out money.
Unless somebody comes up with the bold idea of just basically going to the Mexican government and said, look, we're going to take you over.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how many jillion, billion dollars it takes us to control the border. And I don't even know how do you divide it up, but we're going to take Mexico over.
I still beat my drum on this, but the flat tax or sales tax would take care of this problem because people that would come here would actually have to
pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then they're not going to be getting the free ride that they get now. So
I know people who come up here from Guatemala, El Salvador, from Honduras. They come with the express purpose of making tax-free money.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in Western Union and they send it back home. They stay for 4 or 5 years. They get themselves set and then they disgustingly say, I don't like this country. I wouldn't stay here on a bet, but I know I can get more money here than I can anywhere else. And I don't have to pay any taxes on it, so I'm saying this is what you're encouraging by allowing these people to come here. So is it as un-American as I think it is that these people who are supposedly running the country are making it or trying to make it that easy for these people to come in and screw us and screw with us? Or is it just a sign of the times?
Well,
I think people are afraid to say anything.
I'm not afraid to say anything.
Guatemalan President Otto Perez Molina, do you hear what he wants?
No.
$2 billion.
To do what?
In federal aid to help Central America end the flood of immigrants across the U.S. border. What do you think giving $2 billion to these governments down there where it's as criminal as could be?
Cartel money.
Oh, yeah.
It's like buying out.
Any of that money would be used towards stopping the flood of immigrants across the border?
But border, see, here's another thing. This is really radical, this idea. There are people who will throw some nasty stuff at the radio or scream at me for saying this. This is an argument. You know, we have states that have issues. Why do we have states? Why don't we just have one country? Why do we need Massachusetts, Connecticut, California? Why do we need Idaho, Utah?
Sure.
Why do
sure.
we need them? Why? Why do
checks
we need
and balance.
A country? Checks and balances for what?
Not only what checks and balance. You know what? I love the fact that if one state wants to illegalize marijuana, great, cool. You guys have legal marijuana.
And
this
beyond
state,
that.
We don't want if one
stuff.
State wants to have, or whatever it is, pick it. You know,
superficial stuff. I think that
it's not superficial stuff. I love the fact that my home state of Maryland is no longer inhabitable for me because they are just gone crazy with taxes, and
what
that
you,
I move
Dougie?
Right,
but if
right
you
across
have
the border
one
to Virginia.
Entity, everybody's treated the same.
No,
yeah, but you of all people know bigger is not always. I mean, bigger is not better. It's harder to run, and they can't do it like it is now.
Government
how about
power,
this
Doug?
For an idea? We just eliminate countries as well. We just have one big. We have a planet. We're all part of the same planet.
Yeah. How's that working out in Gaza?
Yeah, let me see. What's this guy in Guatemala? Maybe he would be
well,
the
maybe
world president.
Maybe it's gone too far.
Though.
Maybe when we get to the next planet, we can figure out a way of running the planet all as one and one for
well,
all.
Well, only rich people will be able to get to the next planet, so we won't have to deal with all these pesky poor people trying to cross
fair.
The border.
Well,
you think these people running from Mexico and Guatemala into the United States are going to be able to fund a trip to RS-13 out of the second solar system from the
have
sun?
Have a nice trip. See you next fall.
Right.
Let's move to California. A restaurant owner in California doesn't want children in his restaurant. So he posted a sign that
where
you can see
go?
At DougStephan.com, posted a sign informing customers that he won't provide high chairs or booster seats for children. Now, the Fisherman's Grotto in Monterey has three of these signs. In addition to informing patrons about the rules, the sign also reads, quote, children crying or making loud noises are distractions.
What about adults?
And they're not allowed in the dining room.
Yeah, what about adults talking on their cell phone?
And the restaurant also doesn't allow baby strollers. People who don't like the restaurant's policies advise to take their business elsewhere.
That's cool.
The place has the rules. That's what the rules are. You go in and you abide by the rules. I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't either. Yeah. If I have kids and I don't want to go there, I won't go there.
And actually, if you're on a date with your spouse and you just want to be away from kids and have some time, then maybe you would go.
Or if you're, senior citizens area and they're like, the kids are bothering me. We can't eat in peace. You know, whatever it is. Hey, listen, if that works for your business, rock on. If you go out of business, oh well.
All right, so here's another restaurant story from DougStephan.com. In Beijing, a restaurant has hired teenage girls to walk crabs down the street as part of a promotional stunt to draw attention to their seafood menu. That's how you see these pictures. The stunt was orchestrated by the same artist who came up with a project earlier this year that involved apparent cabbage walking. So this reminds me of the opening scene when you sit in an AMC theater. They have these round, red, round balls. They're supposed to be heads and bodies. And stuff. You ever see that when they're trying to get you to be quiet? Their new way of introing the feature presentation with their nonsense. That's sort of what this reminds me of. Or maybe Pac-Man, something like that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us in a moment here on Good Day with his weekly update on medical news that's important for you.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now, through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to update some of the important medical news of the week. A lot of people are focused on this Ebola virus and what it does. I guess we'd like to know what it does do, what it basically eats away at whatever cellular structure you have that controls your blood, and the blood just goes everywhere. Is that right?
Absolutely. Doug, since March, there have been 1,201 cases of Ebola and 672 deaths in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, according to the World Health Organization. But not all Ebola viruses are the same. There are 5 different types of Ebola viruses, as happens often with viruses. Close relatives have very different effects. The current Ebola outbreak, unfortunately, is of the Zaire Ebola virus species. This one has historically had the highest death rate of the 5 different species of Ebola virus. The species was named after Zaire, now Democratic Republic of the Congo, where it was first found in 1976. It has a death rate of a whopping 68%. The other 4 types have death rates of 53%, 27%, 0%, and 0%. So should we be afraid of the Ebola threat? Well, the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control have both, Doug, said that the risk of Ebola spreading beyond West Africa is extremely low. The virus is difficult to transmit. This is an infection that requires very close contact. In fact, healthcare workers are at the most at risk. Currently, no options exist for treatment of the infection other than strict isolation of infected patients from others and supportive intensive care.
So how does something like this start? Where does something like this come from?
So what is the natural source of this?
Yeah.
There's some theories about this, that it spread from animals. The transmission initially is from animals to humans. They suspect that the blood, the butchering or eating infected animals can spread the virus. Also, waste products. Tourists in certain African caves and some underground mine workers have been infected with the virus, possibly through contact with feces or urine of infected bats.
Mm.
And right, transmission does occur person to person, but you have to be very, very close to the person, and you have to get exposed to their body fluids. And it's thought in these very poor countries where the medical personnel don't use surgical masks and gloves, this is where it really can spread.
All right, quickly on the flesh-eating bacteria in Florida. What's that story?
This is a warning that our state, Florida health officials are cautioning the whole country, visitors to the state beaches, about the threat of flesh-eating bacteria lurking in warm seawater this summer. It's a mouthful. Vibrio vulnificus. It propagates in warm water. Doug, and if swallowed, can cause stomach ache, vomiting, and diarrhea. If it enters an open wound, skin breakdown and ulceration can also occur. Most people who contact Vibrio vulnificus will recover after taking antibiotics, but in cases where the illness becomes flesh-eating, surgery and even amputation may be needed. If we have time, we can talk about prevention now or on the weekend.
All right. Well, I don't know about prevention. How do you, are you eating something, ingesting something, put some on your body? How do you prevent this?
Well, you can protect yourself from the bacterium, Doug, by keeping open wounds away from warm salt water, brackish water, or shellfish. You wear protective clothing. If you handle raw shellfish, cook all shellfish thoroughly, and don't let shellfish juices drip onto the other food. Shellfish that is not eaten soon after cooking should be refrigerated.
Oof. All right, we have about 30 seconds. Sleep and the connection to memory. If you get more sleep, you have a better memory. It's pretty simple, right?
Well, This is out of the Association of Psychological Sciences. Sleep deprivation is not good for any part of your body, and it can take a devastating toll on your memory. The news is that loss of sleep can leave people with false or inaccurate memories. Adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day, while teens and younger children need 9 or more. Sleep, if it's not there, it can destroy your brain cells. It can increase your hunger levels.
I never dated Cindy Crawford.
Oh, man. Sorry. Dr. Ken Cronow's here on Good Day.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Very cool song.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I've never been a big fan of John Cicada, but there's something about this that just hit the right string, the right note, if you'll pardon the pun. From this week in 1992, the top five songs, starting with number five, John Cicada's Just Another Day. Crank it up a little bit more, Richie, will you?
This CD, and what year was this?
This is 1992.
Yeah, I took it and frisbeed it into traffic.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You might want to do
really
this
far.
Once we get to number one, that might make you want to do that. But this is a good pop song. Just Another Day. All right, number five. Number four, Billy Ray Cyrus, Jen Jen.
Don't tell my heart, my heart. Think about that mullet right now.
This is your song, Jen, huh?
It is. Tell my heart, my aching,
you can see him in those tight jeans, Jen Jen, right?
Yes, I can, and my mindset.
New theme for the Good Day Show from Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, you wouldn't mind if we use this as a theme to the Good Day program, would you?
You are a genius, Doug. It is perfect for your show.
It is.
The song is about those moments that you cherish, and I know that you guys entertain people every single day and lift people up, and that's what the song Good Day is about, and it was released 3 or 4 weeks ago to radio, and it is spreading like Hellman's mayonnaise.
Love me some Billy Ray.
He's such a fun guy.
All right, number four, anyway, Achy Breaky Heart from this week, 1992. Number three. Baby, baby, baby.
TLC.
TLC, you're right, Jen. Jen. All right, so I'm in a hurry to get to number one because Roberta is really who this guy's singing about. So let's get to number two first, Madonna.
Wow.
Dramatic.
Whoa.
A lot of drama this week.
Yeah. This week, 1992, number two, Madonna. All right, speaking of drama, let's get to number one, Richie.
I like big butts and I can't
Are you really insinuating, Doug?
There goes that eardrum.
Yeah, right. This is Sir Mix-a-Lot. Who isn't smiling now just listening to this? Jennifer got all the lyrics down.
Every single one.
I'm a smooth skin. You say you want to get my bins? But use me, because you ain't that average groupie.
Alright, so I have a confession on this song. Sir Mix-a-Lot, number one baby guy. But I do like it. But I first heard it. Tom Likas was doing afternoons, I think, on KFI at the time. I heard it. Tom is a now internet host, but he has been around. He's actually quite a good radio host, quite clever. And he used this. His program over the last, what, 15, 20 years has been all about men and, you know, chasing women and that kind of stuff. And he used this quite effectively.
Lessons in how to be a jerk. Just having a man that wears his sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I've never seen him without his sunglasses.
Never paid for a meal in his life. Anyway.
But hasn't missed a penny.
Hasn't missed a penny. Anyway, that's too inside. This song he used to tell a story about a guy and a woman, and it was, I just remembered it and never knew it was a hit. I'd never heard the song before. And since then, I got a copy of it. We've used it here any number of times for silly stuff, Richie. So it's, anyway.
It's a silly song. Have fun with it. That's all there is.
1992, number one, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Go Back, 28 after now on Good Day.
Caregiving. Are you getting the help you need? The state scorecard can tell you.
The measures that they look at are things like expanding family and medical leave requirements, expanding laws that require paid sick days, or allowing people to use their sick days for caregiving.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Tube feeding, dealing with bowel and bladder care. These are all things that any state allows a nurse to teach family caregivers to do.
AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
But not all of them allow the nurse to delegate that to a lower paid home care worker to do.
So then the family caregiver without a lot of money is on duty 24/7. To find out about your state's rules, check out the state scorecard. It covers everything from which state has increased their Medicaid dollars for home health-based care to how much choice you have in choosing a nursing home. Tomorrow, which states get an A? That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Fender acoustic electric guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 7 Hohner harmonicas for $18. Or a 15-inch powered PA speaker for just $199. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at guitarcenter.com.
No need to run around anymore searching for auto parts. At PartsMatrix.com, we do all the legwork for you, saving you time and money. And it couldn't be easier. When you send a request using our simple, secure online form, we get right to work searching our network to find OEM parts, aftermarket, refurbished parts and accessories, recycled auto parts, and more. We get back to you in a jiffy with the pricing and shipping options, too. Check out our website, PartsMatrix.com, for all the best parts at the best prices. PartsMatrix.com. Save money, drive happy.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Choked up. Yes, it's 33 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program here, established and well prepared to bring you into what's going on here in this wonderful day that we call Thursday. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, you're a winner if you just sort of connected to us. A winner. Speaking of that, yesterday, an Indiana lottery official announced that Robert Hamilton won $1 million. Playing the 120 cash spectacular scratch-off. They have $120 million to give away. He won $1 million. The lucky part for Mr. Hamilton is 3 weeks ago, he did the exact same thing. Got $1 million. 3 weeks ago.
That's ridiculous.
In the same scratch-off game.
So in a month,
he's won $2 million. So is that really luck?
My grandmother used to always say, the sun don't shine on the same dog's butt all the time.
But
I'm pretty sure that this guy's got sun. This isn't the first time I've heard about people double winning, though. I knew someone, a friend of my dad's father, won the lottery twice.
Really?
Like the real lottery.
Serious?
Well, this was in the, like, when it first got started. So I think the first time was like $6 million, and the second time was like $2 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Said he, with his first million, he paid off some financial obligations, purchased a home, took a vacation, and bought a truck for his dad.
Good. Now what's he going
to
do?
Plans to get a motorcycle. Says he doesn't plan to stop working, which is a good thing, because $2 million is not a lot of money.
No, it isn't at all.
You cannot retire on $2 million.
Not at all. Major League Baseball's trade deadline is today.
Hope the Dodgers keep Matt Kemp.
Well, so who is in play here?
Matt Kemp could go to Boston.
I had heard that earlier on.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I heard it someplace in the room. Breaking I heard somebody news. Say something. Yeah. All right. So is this a big deal? Who else is in jeopardy?
Oh, there'll be some moves.
But surprising moves?
Let's see here.
What about the Nationals?
Dodgers, Cubs are working. Astros. Let me see for the Nationals. The Nationals internally discussed Cabrera and Daniel Murphy, but no deal is close.
So, why is there a trade deadline for any of these sports? It seems sort of artificial. Football trades out.
That's what a lot of people are saying, actually.
It's good because you have teams that are just out of it. They have no chance of going anywhere. And then you have teams where they're really close, and one more player can make the difference for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they go to these teams where they're just out of it, and they say, hey, listen, we'll pay you a ridiculous amount of money to get this guy because he can help us make it into the playoffs.
And it frees some salary up for the team that's struggling so that they can make some moves.
And those teams that are struggling are already saying, okay, let's start working on next year. What do we need to do for next year? Would letting this guy go give us the money to go out and get something that we really need? Because maybe this guy, we already have another one of him, and we need another pitcher. So it helps people make those moves and a push for the playoff.
You brought up Melky Cabrera, didn't you, Rich?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about what he did this week?
No.
He hit such a great big home run that he smashed a guy's windshield in the parking lot. Ball went right out and smashed somebody's windshield.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
All right, let's see if we can figure this out. Everybody got their thinking caps on?
I didn't hear Roberta say yes.
Richie, yep, everybody's got their thinking. Okay.
Yes.
So
it's not working very well, but it's on.
Well, it's not.
You've got your dance cap on.
Right.
You have a moment to make it work. A couple of helicopter flights over Siberia netted some giant holes, mysterious holes that have been discovered in Siberia. Scientists have not been able to explain these craters. One of the discovered holes was spotted by reindeer herders, where the first hole was...
Santa Claus found them?
Maybe. So these things are about 50 feet wide.
Good Lord, look at these things.
Yeah, look at them.
They're huge.
And so is this something that came from a formation in space that fell apart and landed on
They look like they've been drilled almost.
They
don't
do. They look perfect. Like a silo. When I looked at it, I thought it was a missile silo hole.
They're at DougSteffen.com if you want to see the pictures. But it looks like they've almost been drilled.
Yeah. Yep. Researchers are reluctant to conclude that a reaction spurred by climate change is what caused the hole. Not a perfect hole like this isn't going to be created.
Maybe that's where Saddam put his WMDs.
Maybe.
He built a hiding place in Siberia.
Mm-hmm. Just a few Putin's got
scientists suspect that the first hole formed when melting permafrost triggered an explosion of methane gas.
Huh. A lot of dead
cows in there. So a gigantic,
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Somebody had a little too much burrito action, and then whammo.
There's an icy lake at the bottom of the 230-foot deep hole, so that's why they think it was a permafrost explosion.
But the pictures are cool if you want to check them out.
It's amazing.
At DougSteffen.com. Americans are borrowing, I don't know, I guess it depends on which American you're talking about. The people that I know are all borrowing more money to send their children to college. However, that doesn't seem to be the stat. According to federal information from Sallie Mae, Americans don't want to borrow money anymore. They want to pay less for college. And so there's sort of a role reversal here. I remember when I was in school, I didn't pay, I mean, it was $4,600 or something to go to Heidelberg in those days. It was all paid for cash. I paid half. My father paid half. And so that's how that worked. Now, as I look at what my children's experiences were, and then
you're
look
still
at...
still paying for them to go to college.
Yeah, I'm still paying for it 10 years later. But people are deciding... that because Sallie Mae and these other programs are real ripoffs. Do you understand? My loan is with Sallie Mae for Megan, and it just seems like you never pay the thing down. If you pay them whatever the normal monthly fee is, you'll take forever to pay the thing down. Now, I don't know why the law doesn't require, you know, in your statement that you get from your bank on your credit card, it tells you on the side how long it'll take you to pay it off if you only pay the minimum payment. Like, you know, you have $10,000 a car, it'll take you 42 years to pay it off.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, I think that the requirement ought to be that Sallie Mae tell you how long it's going to take to pay off. See, that would be an incentive. When you look at that information, then you're incentivized to pay the loan down. And that makes a lot of sense. But they don't want you to do that. 42% of college costs covered by parents or students' own money in this past year.
Mm-hmm.
That's down 5 percentage points from last year. So we're borrowing less and paying more out of pocket to cover college costs, and college is becoming much more expensive.
Do you think it's worth it? I mean, I'm not talking about going to college. I'm talking about going to fancy colleges.
No.
Because I have to tell you, I went to Cal State University Northridge, and I think I turned out just fine. And I paid cash as I went. It was, you know, very inexpensive. The most expensive part of my education was the books. But then I look at someone like your daughter, Doug, who went to the fancy schools.
Right.
And she's still paying off the debt. So was it really worth it?
For her, it was.
But why? I mean, what makes it worth it?
Right, because Doug's paying off the debt.
They found that people going to college, unless you go to the really high-end colleges like Harvard or Yale, which wind up with associations and the people who know people, it really doesn't make a difference where you go in the long run.
My nephew...
They've done studies 20 years later.
My nephew did 2 years of community college, then was able to get scholarships into the University of Maryland, which is an in-state college for him. Graduated in 2 years with a great GPA. I don't remember what it was. Did an internship in an accounting. He was an accounting major. Did an internship in an accounting firm. They offered him a job before he even graduated. He started making $80,000 the day he got out of college and passed his CPA on the first test.
And you know, people go into Columbia and NYU who don't even dream of making that salary.
Right.
And NYU is $100,000
right.
a year now.
And his college is paid off. He didn't.
Yeah.
So here's the way.
Community college, the first 2 years is the way to go.
Somebody asked me a question.
Yes, I did.
Out of this conversation, the question comes on what you asked me about my daughter's education and what it did for her. It has opened every door that she's been able to walk through. There's something about having an Oxford PhD that is, and some of the other colleges that have you. Roberta just mentioned Harvard, which in my mind is a complete waste of everything. There was something about what Megan learned to deal with what she needed to learn about dealing with problems in the world that she got by being on that campus and being around. It wasn't the ivory tower that Harvard and I think maybe some of the other supposed Ivy League colleges provide. It was a worldly expression and way for her to learn some things she needed to learn about life. Now, having said that, I said it opened every door. She's a teacher. And the what she learned by her application of she was very motivated to do well in school and did. And that has carried her well, not only in the jobs that she's gotten. She's now a professor at UCLA in Los Angeles, maybe a little wet this week. But she also has started a tutoring business, and that opens the door. The clientele that she attracts are people who are very impressed with that. And if she'd have gone to Bohunk University, probably wouldn't be that impressed, or she wouldn't use it as a calling card anyway. It doesn't mean that Megan is any more smart or less smart, smarter or less smart, for having gone there, because I think she would have done well no matter
where. That's what I'm getting at, is that you can make the most of your college experience no matter where you are.
Is the investment paying back?
It is, yeah, I think in this circumstance.
So she's made more. She's made the amount of money that her education cost.
But I don't think that was, I mean, certainly that's not where we were going at first with it, but it did end up to be one of the factors, I think, at the end of the day. So, anyway. Okay, in a moment, Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us, and we have a couple of things that pertain to how you live your life that I think we ought to scrutinize. Let's see what we can dig into here in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen Lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous three-quarter inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Celebrities like Malcolm Jamal Warner and Katie Sackhoff are hitting the road with Kiehl's since 1851 in support of AMFAR, an organization dedicated to ending the global AIDS epidemic. Kiehl's, the New York-based purveyor of fine quality skincare products, is celebrating its fifth annual charity motorcycle ride called Life Ride for AMFAR. Kiehl's president, Chris Salgado.
Kiehl's has a long-standing relationship with AMFAR, and we are excited to ride together from Milwaukee to New York City. The ride kicks off at Harley-Davidson headquarters and will stop at Kiehl's stores on the route, where a portion of sales will go to AMFAR. The ride also includes a special dedication of the AIDS Memorial Quilt on Governor's Island and a big finale event in New York City on August 12th.
In celebration of Life Ride, Kiehl's will introduce a limited edition jumbo size of their ultimate strength hand salve with profits going to AMFAR. By the end of this ride, Kiehl's will have raised $1 million for AMFAR since 2010. To learn more and find out when the ride will visit your local store, visit Kiehl's.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store or staples.com for details.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squire Stratocaster for just $99. Ernie Bell electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 2 cymbal boom stands for $40. Or a pair of Elisa studio monitors for just $49. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right, it turns out that Dr. Joy has a problem with her voice today, so we'll move on to problems that Wisconsin is having with collective bargaining. Did you see this? The Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday upheld a law that ended collective bargaining for most public workers. Do you realize how significant
this is? That's a big deal.
This is a big, big deal. Because the collective bargaining and the unions have had a stranglehold on productivity, on costs, on all kinds of things that affect what you and I pay as taxpayers. Mm-hmm. We all know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is. It's padded. It's like feather bedding. And it is, we the joke about 5 guys standing around holding up a shovel, that goes on and on because the unions protect and encourage this kind of stuff. So I'm not saying it's not because of bad management either on the public sector part, but there have been a lot of play. And the most, I think the most egregious example of this, not Wisconsin, but in California, Los Angeles, with a teacher who was at last year put sperm and his own sperm in cookies and gave to his kids. Yeah. And they couldn't fire this guy.
Nope.
And this is what gives people cause to. Is he still?
I think he was up until about 3 months, 4 months.
You got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it.
And
this
it's not like this was close. This was 5-2.
The Supreme Court decision was a 5-2.
5-2.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. So collective, why are you doing, what is that supposed to mean? Is that because you agree with the decision or because you don't agree with the decision?
It was just gross.
What's gross?
Workers' rights have been trampled on.
No, I think she's talking about it. I think she's stuck on the kid.
The cookie
the
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
The cookie thing. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't quite get gross. Past that yet.
Yeah. But you see, those sorts of things, would you would think in any world that had common sense attached to it, that person would have been,
right.
As soon as the what discovery was made.
Scott Walker?
Unions were fantastic when people were not all sue happy. But now we can all sue. We can all get a lawyer.
What does it do for Scott Walker? Who's the governor of Wisconsin? It ought to enhance. I think the guy
actually
has become very influential in many different ways. And this is good, I think, for everybody, Frank, except for the people that don't want to do anything.
Except for the union.
Yeah. 51 after the hour. A good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I have a business proposal for you. I mean, it could mean a lot more cash than this chump change you're making now.
What is it?
There's a 2-on-2 tournament next week, sponsored by some businesses.
You want me to run with you?
Yep. But in the meantime, we could be making a little bit extra change, as if you don't mind hustling. I know you don't mind hustling.
Song, Dougie.
Hey, yo, man, you said we were going to business.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
Yeah, it must be. I wonder if he uses that in prison now. 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. And that is, of course, White Men Can't Jump. Wesley Snipes and 52 today?
Was it Woody Harrelson?
It was Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, yeah. All right, here's some more.
I don't want to listen or I don't want to hear this. You know, this is like pollution to my ears, man.
Roy, will you explain to this Gladys Knight and the Pimps?
It's Pimps. Yep. It's Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
Chuck, what do you remember about White Men Can't Jump?
Oh, it's been a long time since I Rosie Perez was also in that movie, correct?
She was, yeah. That was one of the first.
It was a Spike Lee movie. Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. I think they did, two or three films? They did also Money Train. together with Jennifer Lopez. And it had that movie had Robert Blake as a villain, and boy, he was he weird.
Ah, that's right. Before he went to prison, didn't he? Now, is Wesley Snipes still in prison?
If he needed any proof that Robert Blake was off his rocker, watch his performance in Money Train.
So Wesley Snipes
is just bizarre.
Wesley Snipes is in, I think, the next Expendables. He's been out of jail for a while. His debt to society, supposedly.
His taxes.
Yeah. He owed $3 million or something. So how did putting him in jail, this is a social commentary, how did putting him in jail help him pay his taxes, I wonder?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you took care of all the clips and stuff, Richie.
We did, Dudley. We're all up to speed.
In a moment, we'll have some movie news. Chuck Curry is here with us on Good Day.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Fender acoustic electric guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 7 Hohner harmonicas for $18. Or a 15-inch powered PA speaker for just $199. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Before we get to movie news, Sharknado, I suppose that was a television movie that...
It counts.
Phenomenon.
Yes, there's a poll about it at DougStephan.com today, Chuck. What'd you think about it?
I thought the acting, directing effects were incredible.
Really?
I think it's going to go on to win a slew of Emmys. I thought Ian Ziering was amazing. Now, in all seriousness, I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was a lot better than the original Sharknado. I'm amazed at the type of publicity that the Sci-Fi Channel can get off social media.
Twitter. My God, look at the 200,000 comments yesterday.
It really is incredible. But I wanted to say this. Ian Ziering, who was on 90210, the original, the guy's 50 years old. He looks really good.
Yeah.
And he's a very good leading man in a B-movie.
He's a Chippendales dancer during the summer. Did you know that? He goes
that
to
right.
Vegas and dances with the Chippendales.
That's how he
really?
Pays, that's how he pays the mortgage.
I didn't think I'd ever hear that line. He's a very good leading man in a B-movie.
Yeah.
Well, he is.
That's
I mean,
great.
He's
and a Chippendales dancer.
Work, but I can't say the same for Kara Reid, who's a horrible actress. But some of the cameos, like Robert Hayes, who is best known for the spoof comedy Airplane in 1980, is an airplane pilot in the beginning. I knew that was good creativity. And Billy Ray Cyrus was in it, Judd Hirsch as a taxi driver. He was in the sitcom Taxi. But I thought it was a lot of fun, and for what they were trying to do, I thought it worked. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it was okay. What else have you got for us?
Jamie Foxx is attached to play a former boxer Mike Tyson in a movie based on Tyson's life story. They're going to use CGI to make Jamie Foxx look like he's in his 20s to play Tyson, which I think is pretty interesting. And Alex Kirkman, who primarily is a screenwriter, he wrote Transformers 2, has been hired by Universal to do the reboot of their Mummy franchise. And the game plan is after the Mummy movie, they're going to take the Mummy and intertwine it with Frankenstein, Dracula, Werewolf, and a lot of the Universal original monsters, so we'll see how that goes. You know, it's interesting, the last Mummy franchise with Brendan Fraser really didn't feature the Mummy. It was just an action-oriented franchise that sort of ate the Indiana Jones type of storyline.
Huh?
The original Mummy franchise with Brendan Fraser, I don't think it was really about the Mummy. It was sort of just an action.
That's what when I think Indiana Jones, I get confused with Brendan Fraser and the Mummy, too. Yeah, I get that, Chucker. Got it all square in my mind. Chuck Curry, the movie man who's here every day on Good Day, 59.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW.
That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.